What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Off the Path Podcast. Today we just have an episode where it's just me and Riley. We just kind of sit down. We've been sick for the last couple weeks, so it's been rough. But you know, we sat through it enough to get you guys something out this week. So we hope you enjoy. But before we get into it, Track Shark events, March 29th, we have Cars and Coffee at Indian Creek Plaza. It's always a great time. Caldwell is super great to us, and we always have a good turnout. It's definitely an event worth coming to. May 4th, we have the season opener at Meridian Speedway. Cars on track. You know, it's a good day of just hanging out, seeing all the cars, you know, getting to actually be on the track, which is super cool. And then June 15th, is Shark Fest. And Shark Fest is going to be at the Mill this year. And it's, you know, the Mill 2023 was great. So, you know, we're doing it a little earlier, but it'll be good. Hello, Gato. But let's get into it.
Hell yeah, bro.
Sit down.
All right, now we're recording.
Get your ass back down there.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything's going. Everything's good.
We're live.
We're
baby.
Live.
We
ladies
are
and gentlemen.
Live.
Holy shit. It's just the boys.
Yeah.
It's just the boys and the two boys over there.
Yeah.
It's four boys in total. You've clearly been thinking about that for a while.
No,
it's not.
It was a spur of the moment.
It's not that funny. It's just me now. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the podcast.
So nothing's changed because it's always just you.
I mean, not this time because I'm sick. So.
Yeah.
Not a
Hayden
lot of
might
talking.
Say more than eight words today, guys.
I'm also sick.
Holy shit. Never mind.
The boys are sick. The boys are certifiably sick. Big Mac got us all sick. He brought it
Fuck
into
you.
The shop. So that's how it is.
Yeah.
We gave Mason a mic this time. Say what's up, Mason.
I have a mic. What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hell yeah. We're hyped.
Bro, lean forward into the mic.
We're obviously happy to be here.
What's up, guys? I've got a mic now.
What's up, guys?
He's flipping us off from
yeah,
the
Yeah, I saw
camera.
That. Mm-mm. All right. You can't prove it.
Mason's fired.
Can't prove it. I wasn't on camera. Do you want to tell them about the situation here?
What situation?
The chairs.
The chairs.
Yeah. We've become chair podcasters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just us.
It's just us this week. We said fuck
we
the futon.
Got, yeah. Futon, hella uncomfy.
Yeah,
it
sucks.
Big Mac will enjoy it more because he's not on a stool.
That's true.
But you'll know.
He's sitting on a couch. It's probably still pretty uncomfortable, though.
It's significantly better than the stool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. The stool is awful, dude.
Yeah.
The stool sucks.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Well, what are we going to talk about this episode?
Dude.
Being sick.
I don't know.
The BMW has a front end on it.
And no, an engine in it.
No. Engine's still over there.
It's sitting right there.
We duplicate.
He was trying to gaslight them.
They don't have to know that.
Duplication
got a fucking 2
I was
going
to say, because the moment I go back to working on the engine bay stuff and doing all that,
yeah.
All the front end's coming off
well,
again.
Well, yeah.
So it's going to revert back to how it used to look.
You could just say you fucked something up and are pulling the motor again.
No.
Have you guys seen the E46 that's for sale on Marketplace right now? It's got a 2JZ in it.
Yeah.
It's a good bit of
for
power.
$28,000.
So?
That's a $10,000
so?
Car max.
Go find a Supra. For
it's not a Supra.
$1.
It's
yeah.
still a piece of shit E46 underneath.
You see the dad who's selling his 2J, like, big-ass, big-power 2J Supra for, like, $80,000 or something?
I don't know. I don't stay up to date on Marketplace.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
Do
Shut
not.
Up. You scroll Marketplace like we do, too.
I do not.
Whatever.
You
dude.
Have such an addiction to Marketplace.
No, his addiction is Beam.
Well, my that, too.
I'll show you. I'll read off right now what I've saved on Marketplace.
Mind.
Because it's not the shit that you guys look at. Maybe
okay, don't treat us like that, but okay.
I have a 2018 WRX. I have an E30 wagon. And then it's all dirt bikes. It's a YZ250. It's we got more KTMs in here. And Miata. We got Yamahas, more Yamahas, CRFs. Electric guitar for some reason. I don't know what
so
else.
You're fiending for two wheels.
The White Claw snowboard is still available. That thing's sick.
I kind of want it.
Yeah, fiending for two wheels. I have this dude's shitty ass E36. Some Mace Landon guy.
Tell that guy to fucking sell that thing.
yeah, that's what I got. I'm not like you guys. I just want two wheels. That's all.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
That wasn't true, though. You got four wheels out there that you wanted at one point.
I'd still want those four wheels.
He just doesn't actually want to do anything with it. He says he wants to, but he doesn't Big actually
Mac,
want
it's
to.
Okay, you Mac. Guys are on my dick right now. Are you going to go pull the motor outside in the fucking cold?
I'll help you, yes.
No.
In here. Get that car the fuck out of here.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's been stuck outside for months. I'm not going to work on it.
Push the car that's there outside and say, fuck you.
It's not my choice. I left that up to the big man.
Well, pay for it and make it your choice.
I was paying for it, and it still wasn't my choice.
Well, that's why you have to create it.
No.
Create the choice of moving the fucking car out of
the reason the parts car is inside in Riley's Bay is because the landowner got mad.
Yes, we've been over this. Yes. But, like, how often is landowner seeing that car?
He Not probably often. Hasn't been back exactly. since that time. But
how soon is the 46 getting the front end put back in?
Months.
No comment.
Next year.
No comment at this time. Guys, no. I think Hayden has done a great performance. You know, when we signed him to that two-year contract on the E46, he started off strong. He had an injury early on in his contract, and he's just kind of been recovering from the energy. He's been back on the field, back off the field, back on the, you know.
The
but I
Christian
think he's coming
McCaffrey
back.
Of BMW.
We are going to be signing a one-year extension. We're going to be signing a one-year extension with the hopes that he's going to get back on the field this year and really just knock her out, get her done. So we'll see what happens,
vet
guys.
Minimum, though.
All of that lingo just went right over my head.
I know, dude. You're not a sports guy.
No.
That was the press conference. Mason, what are you doing?
I'm not sure what to do with my hands. That's what I was trying to get to tell you, was to go like this.
I don't know.
What do you have to say about the sports reporters alleging that you'll never return to the field?
Y'all some bitches.
He's not PR trained.
Fuck no. Okay.
Actually,
no PR could train
Anyways,
me.
Enough about Riley rambling on about shit Hayden doesn't understand. Hayden, talk about medals so that Riley doesn't
there
understand.
Talk about anything, actually.
What, metal. It can tell 392 or whatever the fuck it is.
What?
I don't know.
You can put stainless and aluminum together. Name? It's just hard.
No, you can't.
It's just hard.
No, you can't.
It's not right, but All right. It's hard.
You cannot.
This podcast cannot just be us talking to two dudes off camera. We have to eventually talk to each other.
Well, that's the whole point of giving us mics.
I said it comes with great responsibility.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you guys talk the whole time.
Is being Holy on the shit. Podcast.
Let's start over. Just... I'm going to put a new intro right here.
What's up, guys?
I tried to give you the E46 thing as like a topic, the 2J1.
I love how Mason just has his microphone on the table and he's just nowhere near
he's just
it.
Just openly talking into
yeah,
it.
They're not that sensitive. They need to be.
It's coming through, okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I moved it away because I didn't want to disturb the peace.
Yeah, okay. I don't give a fuck.
And I'm going to disturb the peace in a second.
It's over there.
It's just one of those days.
I don't know. We can talk about this.
This? What do you mean? It's got a front end on it. That's pretty much.
Yeah. I'm cleaning up the shop, so I put the front end back on it. So it looks like a car again. Yeah. Just kind of cool to look at. But
shout out SNR.
Yeah. but, you know, it'll all come apart again. I'm not done with the shaving. And
the shaving. Well, the tucking. So yeah. Much shaving.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. My throat is betraying me today. This is... I regret this decision.
Boys podcast. You guys wanted to be a boys podcast. I
It's funny, my girlfriend, she listened to the one with Chris,
mm-hmm.
where we like got really deep into the car community, and like what's wrong with the car community. And she was like, man, this is a great podcast. It was like informational. You guys didn't make gay jokes the whole time. Like, this is a good podcast. And I was like, yeah, that's how I want them all to be. Like, I want them all to be good. And I don't know how long we've been recording, like 10 minutes. It's just been bullshit. This has just been bullshit.
I think that's the whole reason we started doing podcasts, is to be able to do whatever we want. To be able to bullshit sometimes and have informational stuff other times.
Yeah. Here's another thing. Maybe if you wanted it to be more informational, you wouldn't walk into the podcast with nothing to talk about.
I have many things to talk about.
Then talk about them.
I'm waiting for Hayden to bring up something.
Stuff written down on your phone?
I have so much stuff written down on my phone.
He's lying out of his ass.
I have so much stuff written down on my phone.
I've noticed it's hard for Hayden to spark conversation, so it's easier for you to...
That's what I'm saying.
...and let Hayden be like, no, you're fucking dumb, okay? Listen to me.
You want
to
talk about hog-ass cams?
No.
You don't want to talk
about
We're
not
about
talking
those?
About hog-ass cams.
Okay.
Hog-ass.
Here's what we should talk about, for real.
Okay.
people want to know what's been going on. Nobody wants to know. But we should tell the people, like, what's going on with the podcast.
Sure.
You know, we've hinted at changes for this year.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of been moving stuff around. We've been experimenting. The Canon episode and Angel episode looked a little different.
Yep.
We got another chair. We had the one chair before. Now we have two chairs.
And obviously this one looks way different.
That one's cleaner.
No, no. I'm just saying, like, this
format. Oh, this specific format.
Looks way different.
The boys' podcasts are probably just going to be in the chairs because we're just hanging out.
The fucking futon sucks.
The futon sucks.
But eventually we might get an upgrade from the futon.
Yeah. I just think we should update the people because we can't come out being like, we have big plans this year and then buy another chair.
Hey. Sometimes we ball on a budget.
People,
okay?
Upgrades.
Everything that came out of this podcast has been purchased out of pocket. Nothing's been financed. Nothing
that's
crazy
true.
Like that.
That's
right?
True. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a slow, slow build.
Put
$30,000
on a card and get the best podcast in the valley.
We thought about getting a small business loan.
In credit card debt. No, I'm kidding.
We thought about getting a small business loan and then blowing it all on the podcast, and then just fully pulling like social media public, super public, just like, we have no money, we're defaulting on everything.
Well, you need if you did that, you would need a plan to reoccur the money.
Yeah.
That's the plan, is you make the content saying we're broke.
Yes. Yeah, true.
Clicks.
And then views,
true.
Baby. Views.
Very true.
Views.
Let's do it.
If that
we're
doesn't,
broke.
If that doesn't work, then we adjust ourselves live on the podcast.
I don't think we can air that.
We can air it.
Instagram reels with that slide.
We can air it, and then it'll get shut off immediately after, and then the boys can clip it up and start throwing it on those different TikTok spam
AI
pages.
What? Do you not know what Minion AI is?
Talk about that.
What's Minion AI?
It's basically they're taking like these gruesome dark web videos and just putting it into an AI software and says redress everything to look like minions and then posting it on TikTok. So like ISIS beheadings, but like everything's minions.
Bro.
And like little kids are watching this because everything's minions. It's nuts.
What side of TikTok are you guys on?
I'm not on TikTok. I just saw the fucking stories about
bro.
It.
Oh my gosh.
It's the Instagram reels.
It's mostly on TikTok, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Reels comments are still goaded.
Reels comments have always been goaded.
I was on.
You look at any advertisement.
Nice try, Diddy.
It's just always nice try, Diddy.
Yeah.
Or nice try, Super Diddy.
Super Diddy's
crazy.
That's something we should talk about. We've jumped to four topics in 5 seconds. We'll be back on the podcast stuff. Fucking Diddy's lawyer dropped out today.
Diddy?
What?
Diddy's lawyer dropped out. And he said, and guess what? He said, I can no longer in good conscience continue to be his lawyer.
That's insane.
It's because he touched a lot of kids.
He touched more than a lot of kids.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff. He was Diddy.
Anyone wants to back him if that's the truth. I wouldn't want to back that guy either. You know?
Well, it's also weirdly coincides with the fact that the new FBI director was appointed yesterday.
Yep.
And this morning, the lawyer was like, I'm fucking out. Because I don't think
that guy's good. I'm out.
The FBI ain't playing no more.
I'm saying, what about all the? I know there's celebrities that have left the country.
Celebrities are skipping town like crazy, bro.
Yeah, because
there's
a
lot of celebrities that have left the country.
I mean, especially with Doge and everything they're doing right now, it's like.
Did you hear Elon Musk wants to give everybody $5,000, all American citizens $5,000 from the wasted Doge spending, unless you've complained about Doge on X. If you get $5,000 if you've never complained about what Elon Musk is doing on X.
On the bright side, I don't actually use my Twitter.
I don't even have one.
I have it just to watch the Doge stuff.
Yep.
That's it.
Doge and sports. That's it.
EA Sports. It's in the game. All right, moving on. So anyway, Diddy's lawyer dropped out.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think Diddy is getting out of this in some weird Hollywood conspiracy
thing? It's going to be... Well, I'm sure he'll get out of it, a conspiracy thing. It'll probably be similar to some official financier
the
from
Jeff
New York.
Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be something similar to that.
Yeah, he was like that Me and My Island TV show or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something similar, probably. Yeah.
I hope you guys caught that.
I hope everybody caught that. These guys didn't catch that.
No. on the phones, like little iPad kids.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys tell us like 5 minutes ago that we should probably stop talking?
We just wanted to see.
We're just looking for a reaction.
We're just looking for a reaction. All right. We're just looking for a reaction.
Sorry, all right. You know what? Here's one, Riley. You're getting muted.
No, stop.
The one he's officially muted you.
Unmuted.
Unmute me.
Explain it again.
Unmuted.
Put me back to normal.
He is.
Put me back to normal.
He is.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
Bull. Mason, can you verify?
I don't fucking know.
All I do, I turned the master down.
Is the knob turned all the way to the right?
Turned it back up.
They're all turned to the right.
Okay.
Friend.
Okay. Jeez, this guy, dude. Wow. This guy.
Why don't we make him our producer?
What's that song that we were just listening to called Dead Kraka? And he's like, I let 19 out the Glock because I only tote 23s.
What?
The BLP Kosher song.
We weren't just listening to BLP Kosher.
I'm talking, this is a couple days ago. That's what I mean by just listening. That's what I mean.
I don't remember. I don't listen to BLP Kosher unless you play it.
When I play it, you're like, oh, BLP Kosher is actually kind of sick.
He's no, I'm like, this is good for what he does, but I don't like Florida rap. And I've told you this many times.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Why? What don't you like about Florida rap?
I just don't like it. It's not my kind of thing.
What? Yeah, but I'm asking, what is it about Florida rap?
It's too ghetto.
Yeah.
Yeah, that also is
that's
like
awesome, dude.
Shut up, Perry.
That's so cool.
Shut up, Perry.
Okay, let's pick a topic and stick to it.
We want to go back to the podcast.
We should probably go back to talking about what we're doing.
That picked up.
Mason's blowing his nose in the background. For the second time, new intro right here. We're starting over. All right, boys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm sorry about everything that you just witnessed, but we're back, and we're better than ever.
Intro number three.
Intro number three. We're doing this again. Mason's adjusting his mic. He doesn't like where it is. but anyway, with the podcast,
yeah,
you know, there's things that we want to do this year. We obviously want to like be at all the Shark Fest shows. Like we've been plugging those because they're going to be sick. Go buy tickets if you haven't. I don't even think all the tickets are out yet, but go buy them.
Yeah,
pre-order.
At least watch for them.
Definitely. But we're trying to make like some studio changes. We're trying to experiment a little bit.
Yep.
What's been your? You've been cleaning up the shop like crazy.
I have.
To kind of better the look. How has that been?
It's honestly not bad. I kind of left it in disarray for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I've just like would work on stuff and then go home. And then come back and work on stuff, just little bits by bits.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it was my shop before it was the podcast area, so I just kind of work on shit. But, you know, cleaning it up, it'll be good when it's all done. So,
for sure.
I'll be happy with it.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're just going to try to go big or go home. We're expanding. The extra channel is going to be sick. If you haven't subscribed to the extra channel, there's going to be some cool things going up there.
I don't think we've talked about the extra channel.
We'll go subscribe to the extra channel. It's Off the Path Extra. That's kind of my like little pet project where we film cool shit. Like we're going to film like Big Mac skinny dipping and just like all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be sick.
Cancer kid goes
skinny
dipping.
Make-A-Wish kid goes skinny dipping like that.
Dies.
I'm really excited. Yeah. I'm really
dies?
Excited for that video.
Holy shit, I died?
We're going to do the... I think I want to start like a Make-A-Wish Kid series where it's like Make-A-Wish Kid crashes a supercar, Make-A-Wish Kid, you know, gets hit by a truck, Make-A-Wish Kid gets, you know,
dies,
waterboarded.
Oh.
Waterboarded.
Make-A-Wish Kid.
Make-A-Wish Kid sets himself on fire after welding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually down for that.
Make-A-Wish Kid learns how to drift.
Yep.
And then dies.
And then dies in a fiery ball.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish Kid rides a really high horsepower motorcycle and crashes and dies.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it going to be cool?
It'll probably be the Aprilia.
I don't want to wreck the Aprilia and die.
The cool thing is if it gets popular enough, people will start to make it animated.
Yeah.
And then that'll be sick. Animated series of Big Mac dying over and
maybe
over again.
Maybe an animated series of me dying over and over again would be sick.
Yeah.
So who's paying for my insurance?
What insurance?
You think we have company insurance?
Subscribe to the Extras channel. The extra channel is going to be sick.
Clips, skits. No clips, just skits.
The skits are going to be
skits
awesome.
Are going to be great.
Yeah. We got to let the boys know about the skits. They don't even know about the skits.
Since the Skinwalker series has kind of been put on hold because it's cold.
It's cold as shit, yeah. But we haven't forgot about the Skinwalker series.
That'll go back up onto the extras.
Yeah.
So check it out over there.
And if we do any trips,
yeah,
might do a little bit of filming.
Yep.
We're going to go to Hayden's old stomping grounds this year.
Oh, are we
going to
film that?
We're going to film that. I want you to be like, this is where...
This is where I did drugs for the first time.
This is where I drifted my car for the first time.
Across my high school parking lot.
In the church parking lot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Across from my high school.
So you just... Closest parking lot you could find to the high school?
Yeah. It was called the sophomore lot because sophomores didn't get a parking spot.
Gotcha.
I wasn't a sophomore when I did it, but yeah.
Freshman?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Upon entry into high school, he's like, where are the drugs?
Pretty much.
I'm excited to see like the area in which you resided.
Yeah, we'll do some fun roads. There's a lot of good roads out there.
We won't have anything cool to drive because E46 will still be a project. But it'll be fun.
Maybe.
We can whip the shit out of the Q50, I guess.
Well, if we it just depends on what time we go. If we go like August, then
they have any supercar rentals in Vancouver?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, cause, I mean, think about it. It's close to Portland.
But Portland's not really. I mean, there's nice stuff in Portland.
Nobody in Portland can
afford
anything but meth and weed. So
sure they can.
There is nice stuff in Portland.
Yeah, there are the people that buy heroin. You're right.
The like supercar community though isn't like big in Portland.
It's
like
bigger
it
in Hillsborough than it is Portland.
Sure, I mean the like Portland metropolitan area. It's bigger. It's definitely bigger in Seattle than it is Portland.
Oh, sure.
Well, I don't think there's any
Bellevue.
I don't think there's any sort of rental place though.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that there'll be a rental place, but there'll be Turo, and they'll have good cars out, I bet.
Yeah, if we can find something cool that's under 25. Turo's such a bitch about that stuff. They say, the thing that pisses me off about Turo is they have like the different age restrictions, but then you'll be like, okay, this car is good for over 21, I can rent it. And then it'll still charge you a young driver fee.
Yep.
It's like, if it's good for 21, it should just be good for 21,
yep.
Not... still paying a young driver fee.
Yep.
And apparently it's like that until you get to the 25 cars. But then they have the 30 cars. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Turo. I'm not dreaming about renting a Mustang on Turo when I'm 30. Like, I'm just not going to use your app. Yeah, I've deleted Turo so many times. That app is on ridiculous amounts of bullshit. But no, that'll be a cool trip. Obviously, if we do end up going up to Seattle again, we'll rent from that one place again that loves me.
Yeah.
Like, truly, or is that... Are you
No, when I got the M3 and he got the R8, when he took the M3 back, did you do it? Wait, I didn't even think about that as a possibility.
I literally just drove it there.
Okay.
There's no way I would have done that.
Okay. They said I curbed the wheel. And I was like, I did not curb that wheel. Like, I would know. And I would say something because I'd feel horrible. And I was like, that was like that when I picked it up. In fact, I watched them write it down. And they just replied, yep, sorry, our mistake, thanks. But Hayden thinks that they hate me for some reason and that they never want me to come back.
I didn't remember that he told me that they replied, yep, sorry. So I thought they were just like fighting him about it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So.
No, that shit got figured out very, very fast because I was like, I did not curb the wheel.
Yeah.
I was so careful about curbs because that car's wide as shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's even wider than the R8.
Yeah.
And I was like, when we were going through those tight like downtown areas, I was literally like, Sierra, stick your head out the window and make sure I'm not going to hit this curve.
It was funny. I was just like,
it was just chilling. La, 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 la. Yeah, dude.
I did not give a fuck.
Yeah, it was a good time though.
It was good.
It was super sick. But I noticed you kind of hinted at the motorcycles. A motorcycle trip would be fun.
Well, I mean, like, if we're gonna go out there when it's nice, I might just, you know, tow it or ride it out there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dead Man's Pass would be fun.
Dead Man's Pass, but there's also, like, my favorite roads are, it's up in the Portland Hills. It's Germantown Road and Skyline Road. Those two are
Skyline Road, dude.
Those two are some of the best twisty roads in the Portland Hills area.
Yeah.
And then there's some up north of Vancouver that are pretty good as well, but it's just all foresty, twisty curve hills.
It's P&W.
Yeah, it's just beautiful up there.
You can find that shit on a random freeway entrance sometimes.
Yeah.
P&W is kind of funny.
P&W is sick, dude.
It's cool. Like, when we were up there, especially the area that we stayed in last time, mm-hmm. I was like, I could really see myself living here. Like, I really enjoyed it. If the taxes and government wasn't so shitty.
Yeah.
Like, I would really could see myself living up there, but what are you going to do? Too many fucking liberals, brother. I'm sorry.
Bro, just fucking put your head down on the road and deal with it.
I don't want to, because 14%...
Dude, like, you can't... Like, his both his magazines,
are illegal.
The little one and the big one, are illegal in Washington.
Yeah.
Inslee banned magazines over 10 rounds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Funny. Like, and they're to a point where it's too liberal. It's
too liberal, bro. Ridiculous. And it's not like it's making the state any better, dude. It's homeless camps for days.
The only good thing that Washington has is they don't test for emissions. That is the only positive thing about.
But neither
in that
do we
state.
Anymore.
But yeah, Idaho doesn't either anymore, so it doesn't.
I
matter.
I love how the EPA is still like, oh, we need to crack down on this, and every state slowly is just like, we don't really care about emissions.
Yeah,
it's just like such a clashing thing.
Because it's not really that important.
No, bro.
Versus everything else we do.
I finally saw someone admit today, and it was NASCAR, no less, mm-hmm. that E85 is cleaner than regular gas.
Yeah.
Corn?
Yeah. And I was like, I've been saying this for so long, and all these companies are like, we need to get away from race gas. And I'm like, brother, it burns way cleaner. Like, Sunoco calls their racing fuel green E15. And it's colored green because it's literally burns way cleaner than normal 91 octane. But yeah, no, the gas thing's a whole other topic. That's really hilarious.
Yeah,
but it would be cool to take a couple motorcycles out there and rip around for sure. I don't know what Sierra would do though.
I'm definitely going up this year to Seattle area on a bike.
On a bike the whole way. Why?
I ain't got a truck.
That's a haul, bro. That is a haul.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I'll probably do it in two shots.
But. Yeah. Dude, when we were coming over the little pass or whatever into Seattle last time with fucking...
Randall.
Oh.
And while it was raining.
It was pouring. Yeah. Oh, well, to you guys, not so much.
It was raining.
To me, it was like pouring fucking rain. And Randall's back there on a bike. And there's like the streets were super oily. I was like, oh, God, this sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I kept like imagining that I was going to look back and just see his little light go. Yeah. skipping across the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, P&W trip would definitely be sick. Yeah. Well, what else, dude? What have you been up to?
I'm just working.
Just working.
What do you mean, what have you been up to? You live with him.
I just like to know what he's been up to. We don't talk about it very often, actually.
No.
We just come home and kind of talk about random bullshit.
Is that not what you're doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have...
Our life is a...
We've monetized talking about random bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
It's monetized.
It is. Yeah, it is.
It's monetized. Yes, sir. It barely breaks even.
I don't know. I'm just fucking out here living.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
I'm just trying to get you to talk more because my voice hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know how long we're in, but I'm hurting right now.
I'm chilling.
I know you're chilling, bro. You're just popping just hella ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Just over the counter, just slamming it down.
Yeah.
So if I could get over flus like that, I'd be set. I can't.
I don't know what you want me to talk about.
I don't know, dude. Just what's something that you've been like yapping about lately? What's new in space lasers?
I don't know.
You haven't even been paying attention to space.
You know what's really funny about the whole space lasers bit?
You're not that interested. You just did it because it pissed me off.
I saw one clip.
Yep.
And I said it to you, and you're like, no. And I was like, I'm going to hold on to this.
Sounds about right.
For as long as I physically can.
Yep, it sounds about
because
right.
Because I think it's hilarious.
Yep.
You're the easiest person to rage bait.
True.
It's really funny.
Have you seen... I already know you haven't, so this is not going to be a topic. Have you seen that the Sultan of Brunei's collection got leaked?
What is that?
Brother. More talking. The Sultan of Brunei. My God. The Sultan of Brunei
mm-hmm.
is the Sultan of Brunei, which is a country.
Okay.
They are mega fucking rich. Like, I don't know how they're so rich. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Not a fucking clue.
Are you serious?
Bro, you are on your own.
The Sultan of Brunei and his brother were like... Probably trillionaires, but on record, billionaires.
Okay.
And between the years of like 2000 and, I don't know, it was like 2009, 2010, the Sultan of Brunei spent $33 billion on cars. His collection is a like skyscraper completely cleared out and just cars every level.
Goals.
They've all been sitting since the early 2000s. They're all covered in dust, mold, destroyed.
Goals.
He has three of the five McLaren F1 LMs. Three of the five. He has the only non-orange one, which is like a black and with yellow pinstripe thing. He has other F1s. He has a bunch of F1s. He has over 100 one-off Ferraris. And I mean, like, Ferrari made a car just for him. Never talked about it. Never made it public. Never
they
announced
do that,
it.
Actually. It's a lot easier than people think to do.
Yeah. He has one-off Lamborghinis. He has a bunch of Carrera GTs. He has a bunch of one-off Mercedes, one-off BMWs. He has a bunch of concept BMWs. BMW was kind of just selling them all their concepts in the 2000s when they were auctioning all that shit off. I mean, he's just got cars for days. He has a bunch of Jaguars. He was super into Jaguar. He has a McDonald's spec Bugatti.
What is up, guys? We just want to stop the podcast real quick to tell you about somebody that you probably already know. But Track Shark Events, Trace, the Yap champion himself, he's been on the podcast many times. He is doing some crazy awesome things this year. He's got cars and coffee. He's got big events. He's doing all kinds of stuff. And Hayden is going to tell you about the big events, the ones that you absolutely cannot miss.
Yeah, definitely. So we have Meridian Speedway, May 4th.
Yes,
sir. That'll be the season opener for him.
Cars on track.
Yeah. It's always a great event.
It is.
You know, beautiful weather that time of year, and just make sure you show up for that one.
Definitely.
And then we have Shark Fest at June 15th.
Yes.
His big event.
Back to the mill.
Yeah, we're going back to the mill.
Going back to the mill. It's crazy.
So burnouts, drifting, all that kind of stuff.
It's
going to
be
please,
a movie.
Please come out. That one was insane in 2023.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we have the season closer, which is to be announced.
Yeah.
And that is September 7th.
Yes. We don't know where we're going yet. Very spooky.
Yeah.
Very but crazy.
It'll be fun. So make sure you come out for that one too.
And not to mention, we're going to be at all of those.
Yeah.
So if you want to come and ask us questions, I know we have some Q&A stuff that we're thinking about doing.
Yeah, we're just going to be doing different things. Out. We're going to have a live show again.
Of course.
So
if you missed the last live show and you want to sit down again, don't miss these events. You're going to have an opportunity. But yes, go follow Track Shark Events, Shark Fest Car Show, obviously, all of his stuff. Blow his stuff up and make sure you meet these events, and make sure you go to his Cars and Coffees. He announces his Cars and Coffees all the time, and they're fantastic.
Yep.
So let's get back into it. What's up, guys? I'm sorry to stop the podcast, but I got to talk about Maxwell Plumbing for a second. These guys are the best plumbing company in the Valley. I should know. I work there, and we do a pretty damn good job. So if you have any plumbing issues or you just need consulting, you need advice, call Maxwell Plumbing. Go to the website, maxwellplumbingservices.com, and we'll hook you up, man. We'll help you out, and we'll tell you everything you need to know. Peace.
He has a Harley Quinn spec, something else. I forget what it is, something ridiculously expensive. But, yeah, he has, like, brand new Ford GTs. All of these cars, they said there's not a car in there that has more than 100 miles on it. And all of them are, like, moldy. I have all of the photos. I'll show you after.
Okay.
Because it's so what happened was, I don't know how they got their money, but they caught the attention of some federal organizations.
Of course.
And and they went in and raided his home and all of his storage facilities. When they raided this massive storage facility, all they found in there was cars that literally like just lined forever and ever and ever into the fog cars.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to document every single car. And like a few months ago, all of those photos got leaked. And so some dude nicely put them all in a Google Docs folder. And that's the folder that I have now, is all the photos of his entire collection by make and model and everything. But this dude had so much shit, like just so much shit. It's crazy, bro. I mean, he had what was there? There was a specific car he was obsessed with. I think it was a Jaguar, some weird niche Jaguar from the 2000s. He had like 120 of them. He would just. They said that at peak of him buying cars, he was. They calculated, and he was buying 5 cars a day. Every single day, he's buying 5 cars.
Goals.
For a couple of years.
Goals.
Yeah. So you do the fucking math. I mean, they estimate that it's over, easily over, like, 2,000 cars in total.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't have all 2,000 cars because these guys just took pictures of like the expensive ones. Mm-hmm. But he had like lines of BMWs.
Who is this?
It's the Sultan of Brunei. You can Google search it. he had like lines of BMW 7 Series. Mm-hmm. Like just like, it looked like a factory floor of just like BMWs. I don't know. It's too much fucking money. I don't know. Like, what else are you going to do with it at that point?
That's exactly what I would do with it.
If I had $33 billion, I'd probably contact BMW and I'd be like, give me a year's worth of M cars. Like, I just want them all in one floor.
One every day.
One for every day of the year.
No dupes.
And all different colors. And they'd be like, sir, we only have 100 colors. And I'd be like, make it
paint
happen.
To spec.
Fucking make it happen. Yeah,
I just want every single car in a slightly different spec.
Yes. Slightly different?
Yeah.
So you just, like, the shade of blue just gets darker as it goes along a list line of 300 cars?
Yep.
That'd be the coolest, like, image, though, is, like, you started a bright blue.
I feel like it'd be way cooler if it was, like, a perfect color palette and a circle.
Well, yeah. I mean,
300 cars, though?
But I just mean, like, you know, I'd have, take this, for example, I'd have this with the black interior, or I'd have this with the carbon interior, or the cloth interior.
So you'd have, like, every...
Every possible option.
Spec. Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
But like
300 separate specs of each M car ever.
No, it'd just be E46s.
You'd have BMW make E46s again?
Yeah.
I mean, with enough money,
BMW, here's a $1 billion. Start making E46 a production car again.
Yeah.
No, not just a production car. Just
only for
me.
Yeah,
just
only for me.
I want a 2025
here's
E46.
Here's $10
billion. You know what's a better flex than that?
Open a new factory and produce E46s for me and me only.
In my backyard.
Yeah.
Yep. The production will go straight to the storage facility.
So you would call B&W. That's not who I'm calling if I have $33 billion to waste on cars.
Who?
He's calling Koenigsegg.
No. No, fuck that. No. No, no, no.
McLaren?
No. This is crazy.
GM.
This is crazy.
That would be funny.
I'm calling Alpina and saying I want one-off everything. Every single car one-off.
But BMW runs through Alpina, so you could just get Alpinas through BMW.
It's not the same.
It is.
No.
With the $33 billion, I'm pretty sure it is.
No.
Have you driven an Alpina B7, an older one?
Not a B7, no.
They're fucking awesome.
They're anything Alpina is awesome. Yeah. I've driven Alpina, and they're amazing.
They're really cool.
Yeah. I need an Alpina B10. Badly. Badly, badly need a B10. I don't know. Who else would you call? This guy had, like, different brands. He had variety. And he didn't just have $33 billion. That was just, like,
Yamaha.
That little span. He spent, like, billions and billions of
money. I think I'd spend probably, like, I'd spend $1 billion at Chevy.
You spend, like, a...
listen.
I spent like a light billion at Chevy, just like a little,
it
like a
be,
day trip to
be,
Chevy.
It would be like,
you like that one dude on fucking TikTok who's like, yeah, I gave him a couple hundred mil. It was no big deal.
So
Zacharyphic, you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, this is, I don't know if it'd be a billion, but it would be, I want 20 C6s.
20?
Listen, 20 C6s, 20 C7s, and then... Like,
what's the significance of 20?
I don't know, just an amount. But I want each one to be a unique spec.
Yeah.
So any time I show up to a meet, I can flex on them boomers. Be like, my car
is
one of one.
Yeah, that's fair. Dude, imagine the boomers would be dismayed if you brought 20 different one of ones to the Corvette meet.
Yeah.
The boomers would go nuts.
Yeah.
They would like, no, my one of one of one of one of one of 800.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd be like, this is literally one of one because I paid them $3 million for
it. You know what would be really funny?
You have to show up in a Ford hat.
They'd all have five O's in them.
If you paid Chevy to stamp a Corvette, like officially stamp a Corvette, the time that it was made and where, because that's a Corvette guy thing.
Yeah.
They'll be like, it was made at 3:57 p.m. in this Georgia factory.
Yeah.
If you got actual Chevy to stamp that and be like, yeah, mine actually stamped.
I would go as far as, what do you think the most American state is?
Kentucky.
There's only one right answer for this. It's Texas.
Okay. Yeah. So Chevy doesn't have a plant in Texas.
It's funny that Texas is the most American state. When they were like the last to show up, and they're also the only state that can dip out.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what makes them the most American.
Yeah.
But they don't have a plant in Texas, right?
They don't have a plant?
Chevy doesn't have a production plant in Texas.
I don't think they have something going on down there.
If they don't, here's $1 billion to open a plant in Texas.
That's crazy.
In the new
town. Are we
town,
moving to Texas?
Listen, in the new town that I founded that's called Chevrolet. So it's Chevrolet, Texas.
So your Corvette will be made in Chevrolet, Texas at the Chevrolet plant.
Yes.
At 3:57
p.m.
Chevrolet p.m.
Yeah.
And it's painted Chevrolet blue, which is a brand new color they created for you.
Yes.
And the interior is Chevrolet blue. Chevrolet blue carbon.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I would do. I'd have so much shit like that.
They actually do have a manufacturing plant in Arlington.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm
doing? Well, I'm moving that plant to Chevrolet, Texas.
You know what I'm doing? I'm calling Nissan.
And you're saying, build me another S chassis?
No.
Oh.
I'm calling Nissan. I want to say, here's a light 20 bill. Light?
Light
20, light 20
you
bill.
You only have 33.
No, we have way more than this. Oh, okay. We've surpassed the Sultan of Brunei at this point. We're building factories in Texas, brother.
That's only like a billion.
The passive income is going off the charts.
That's fair.
I'm going to Nissan. I'm going to say, here's a light 20 bill. Make good cars again. And just that's all. I'm just walking away. They don't even have to pay me back. Just make good cars again.
No
make
more car, E.
Yeah. Dude,
get
stop
rid
this,
of the Altima.
Stop this bullshit.
No, the Altima has to stay.
Yeah, this absolutely
what about the Maxima? Can we get
bullshit.
Rid of that?
That one can go.
Okay. What about the Versa? Can we get rid of the Versa?
Anything that's not cool.
But the Altima.
The
Altima is cool, though.
The Titan?
The Altima has an aura. You have
to
understand.
The Titan, yeah, it does.
What are you saying?
No,
the Altima 100%
no.
has an aura.
Have
dude, there was
autism.
A year. There was a year. It was 2018 where Altima was like the second most shared meme of the year. It was all just like you get passed by an Altima. You're driving down the road and then you see an Altima. It was like fucking the Altima doing 220 in the left lane next to you. It was all Altima shit.
Yeah.
They have aura.
Nisma Rogue? Nisma
Nisma
Rogue?
Rogue?
Yeah.
Dude,
Nismo
I would make them,
never heard of her.
I would,
Nismo Juke.
I know they've done a fucking GTR nuke.
Yeah.
Nuke, yeah.
Juke.
Yeah. They did five of them.
Yeah. And I need one.
Isn't there one here? No.
What the fuck are you
I'm
talking
joking.
About? Okay.
Jesus and I need
Christ.
One.
You need one?
One.
Just have them make you another one.
Exactly.
Just go, here's a light.
Here's
from my 20
now
bill.
Six.
I'll say, here's a light 20 bill. Take like a little bit of that, make him another GTR, and then the rest make good cars again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put a manual in the GTR for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Also, just make the GTR a car and better and not a land yacht.
And also put a better fucking interior in it.
That
the,
too.
The stocks
yeah.
were the same as my
yeah.
Subaru.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would be next on your bucket list? So you've hit up BMW, you have 365 E46s. You've hit up Chevy, you have like 40 unique one-off Corvettes and a plant in Texas.
Yeah.
In
who's
Chevy.
Next? I'm going to stay on this topic for the rest of the podcast. This is incredible.
So next.
Did you wake up in a new Bugatti?
No.
No.
No, I flew to England.
England? Who are we visiting in England?
Lotus.
Oh.
I'm going, Lotus, throw away your Toyota engines.
What? No.
And.
What are we doing?
Making good
put
ones.
BMW ones in them.
I'm going to stop you right there because I'm going to come in and say, Lotus, here's double what he gave you. Fuck the BMW engines. Lotus
no.
has to remain reliable.
I'm not going to Lotus.
What's the brand that...
I'm going to Lancia.
Lancia? Do they still exist?
Yeah.
Well, if they didn't, he'd make it.
That's true.
Like, I'm going to Lancia and I'm going...
Damn.
For those that did not see, Big Mac's camera just fell off the desk.
His microphone.
His microphone. I'm sorry.
What?
Anyway.
Now you get to hold it.
Mike, bro.
I'm going to Lancia and I'm going, build cool shit again, please.
Do they still build shit?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I haven't seen anything from Lancia since
the 90s. Well, it's because they don't sell here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So.
That's
Peugeot?
Fair.
You ever heard of Peugeot?
I have.
Like, what kind of car brand is that?
They used to be really big in
Peugeot
rally.
Used to be they sick. Did. Peugeot used to be cool.
Lancia, Peugeot.
I want a Clio.
And fucking...
Yeah. Renault.
Renault?
Renault.
Renault, yeah.
Renault.
Renault.
Just say it.
Renault. That's what I'm doing. I'm going, hey...
Dacia Sandero.
Flying over to Renault, and I'm going, hey, here's a light bill. Change it to Renault. It's Renault now.
A Daewoo.
The Daewoo.
I don't know. Alfa's doing pretty good, but I think I'd give him enough money to leave... Stellantis.
Really? Yeah.
So they could be their own again.
Yeah.
And
have you
make cool shit.
Have you heard of Daewoo?
Yeah.
Matt Farah's wife used to sell Daewoos in college. Mm-hmm. And those things were like 10 grand for a brand new car. And they didn't offer a warranty because they would break within 3 months. Mm-hmm. They were just these pile of shit little cars.
You know, it's really funny.
It's just a really cool story to me.
Chevy's like passenger vehicles.
Yeah.
Like they're, you know, the Equinox and all this stuff. They're all Daewoos.
They're all Daewoos? Are you serious?
My Aveo had so much Daewoo badging on it, it wasn't even funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's just rebranded,
dude.
Daewoo.
That's my buddy had a Daewoo in high school. We whipped that hoe around for the 3 years that he had it in high school, and it fucking treated us so great, dude.
Did the electrical harness short on him?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Not a single issue with that car. I think maybe once we got a flat tire with it, but, you know, that's common with any vehicle. But yeah, no, that Daewoo treated us very good. It was a very old one as well, and we got it for very cheap.
That's
and
hilarious.
It was like grandma-owned, cloth in the interior, white car, and... smoked weed in it, man, you know?
Hell yeah, dude.
In a Daewoo.
You gotta have those shit boxes. Those absolute shit boxes. Yeah, I had a buddy with a Jetta. Like the old Jetta. Like 80s Jetta. And that thing was literally just a box. It was a box and it was shitty. It was a perfect shit box.
I think...
Volvo. We gotta make Volvo great again.
Nah, they can die. They can go away.
Volvo's got some cool stuff.
Volvo had their chance.
But
I'm actually spending money to kill Volvo off entirely.
I'm going.
All they make is an SUV now.
I'm going to the government.
We're getting involved in politics.
No.
We're Elon Musk.
Yes.
We're saying, let me get involved in Doge.
Yes. And I'm paying to make them unban pop-up headlights.
Crazy take.
They were banned?
Yeah.
They've been banned for a long time.
They've been banned since the 2000s.
I didn't know that was why.
They were considered a safety hazard on the road.
Yeah, you could get like impaled by them or some shit they were saying.
Either impaled or like your fingers would get trapped under like pedestrian. Yeah, it was a bunch of bullshit.
Who the fuck is touching my car while I'm putting my headlights down?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you hit a dude going like 60 with pop-ups.
He's going to die
Maybe. Like if you have pop-ups, it's like for sure he's dead.
Yeah.
If you don't have pop-ups, it's like maybe.
Yeah.
Because generally cars with pop-ups were kind of like ramps. That's why they did that look.
Sportier. Here's the thing. If you hit a guy at 60 with pop-ups, they're just going to go through his kneecaps.
Exactly. I think that was the problem. I think they wanted to save the kneecaps.
Yeah. Fuck the kneecaps.
Yeah. That's
Bring
what I'm
back.
Saying. Bring them back.
I also want to get rid of modifying exhaust laws.
That's the route I thought you were going. I thought you were going to say, fuck, disband the EPA.
Oh,
let's
sure.
get rid of the EPA.
But Elon's already going to do that, so.
Hopefully. We'll see. That organization is a scam. I saw a dude crying on TikTok because he lost his government job. And then one of the comments was like, can you explain what you did? You know, I'm really interested. And total bait. Like, they even did a blue heart to look like they were a liberal. And so the dude made a follow-up video replying to the comment. Like, basically, this is what I did. All he did was fucking sit at home all day and be like, this animal is actually kind of endangered. That's all his job was.
Yeah.
And then the top comment was that same person being like, cry liberal Lamo. I was like, that was a great bait and switch.
Yeah.
Great bait and switch. So I'm going. So I've been at, you know, I went to Alpena while you were at BMW. We were at the same place. And then where did I go after that? I went to Nissan, told them to make shit again. I'm going from Nissan. I was in Japan for a little bit. I think that I'm flying all the way back. I don't know. This is a hard one.
What are you thinking, Hayden?
I think I'm flying back to the USA.
Yeah, continue.
What?
No, I'm trying to think of what my next thing is.
I think I'm flying all the way back to the USA, and I think I'm going to try to revive Callaway.
Yeah.
Get Callaway making cool shit again. Just buy their lock, stock, and brand, start get a contract with Chevy.
I think I would...
Start popping them out.
I think I'd dump money into Cosworth.
Yeah.
Cosworth's good.
I think if we have that much money at the end of this run, when we have the crazy car collection... Mm-hmm. Let's just start an F1 team and hire Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
Just
we'll
be
go
like
to Lockheed Martin and get some real cool private jets.
We'll just go to Max Verstappen and be like, here's a blank check. Win us a championship. That's all we care.
Yeah.
And the car.
So who's the second
the
driver?
The cool
though?
Thing if we had money.
We don't have one.
If we have money like fuck a second driver. And again, and this is not only fuck a second driver. If we have money like that, fuck sponsors. Let's just do a blank car. Just a single solid color car.
No, let's do I mean not like sponsor it up, but like
I want
some cool sponsors.
No,
either cool
fuck sponsors.
Either cool
sponsors. Off the path on the side.
or at least a cool livery. I don't want it to just be a blank car.
We'll I
want
to see a yellow car go down the track.
Let me hear you. Solid yellow. We'll throw the day ones on there. We'll just make it inconspicuous. It'll be like Track Shark, off the path.
We'll do a creative wraps move where it'll be yellow, but everything is embossed or embossed in the livery.
Because when the nightlight hits it, that'll pop.
Yeah.
But during the day, it'll be like,
so
oh, it's a yellow car.
The real question is, the problem is that how are we going to actually be better?
Obviously, we're just going to spend all the rest of our money making it the best car.
There's a cap on spending, man.
There's a cap.
Not if I pay off the FIA.
There's no limit to our money at this point. We're multi-trillionaires.
Yeah.
Just buy Lawrence Stroll.
What if we bought the FIA?
Wait a minute. Now we're on to something.
Easy.
And then we disband it and say, you guys can do whatever the fuck you want.
Ross
Braun again.
If we're disbanding the FIA, then Group E Rally's coming back.
Hell yes. Hell yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Whoever the fuck makes a goddamn Lada.
The Lada?
The Lada.
They're still making Ladas.
I know they are, but I need a factory in America.
You need to start selling Lada stateside?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to solve the Russia-U.S. problem to get them to start selling Lada stateside?
Dude, it's a fucking Lada.
We're also getting...
If we get Ladas,
are you gonna
we're
pay
not going to have
off,
an issue with Russia.
You going to pay off Vladimir Putin?
Putin?
He's not bringing the Lada to Russia.
Dude, I'm getting the Lada to fucking to America.
Okay.
I'm also getting rid of the 25-year import ban because that's the gayest thing on the planet.
That's true. Fuck all
that
shit.
No, I'm making it 75 years.
And just only being, if you can pay X amount, just be like, well, if you could pay $30 million
truly,
a car, you can bring it
over. I know I said the end of the run was going to be the F1 team. Mm-hmm. At the very end, we'll come up with a couple more ideas for the podcast is over. The very end of all of this shit, though, you and I run for president against each other. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins gets all of the shit we just bought.
You're getting assassinated.
That's what you're getting, right?
You're getting assassinated. I'm gonna double hire your guy to double cross you.
Okay, buddy.
Turns out I'm actually his guy. You know how funny that would be?
It would be funny if you won after killing me, and then you tell the military to do something, and they're like, actually, we work for him. And then I emerge still alive, like a fucking fake death scenario, and then the entire military nukes the White House. And then you die.
It was really funny. If I would win, I would go through it, like go through my inauguration and be like, "What day one, and go,
they're all
this shit's gay, and then fucking quit.
You would quit?
Yeah, I don't care.
Who would your vice president be? Mason?
I don't know, fucking the heater.
Let Mason get in there, bro.
Heater.
Let Mason get in there and just have fun. Have a
blow. I would destroy some shit for sure.
Mason's like, let's all start getting fucking high. Everybody on the Senate needs to get high.
Decisions are only made while we're high.
Holy shit, guys. We just saw fucking world hunger. Light it up.
We make it twice as worse because I got the munchies now.
We all got the munchies.
Oh, my God. It's like breaking news. President Mason says that all snacks must be made inside the U.S. now. Nobody else gets snacks.
Everything must be made with Red 40. Everything. And seed oil.
It reverses everything that RFK Jr. did.
McDonald's will be available in all school lunches.
What'd you say?
McDonald's will be available in all school lunches.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can get a cheeseburger.
Yes, sir. I used to get Chick-fil-A in school lunch, actually.
Where?
In Arizona. When I first there in freshman year, I had Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches for lunch every
single high school,
day.
Because you could leave.
In high school.
You could leave, though.
Yeah, we could leave. But
yeah.
No.
I'm talking like,
they
like
had
in high school
lunches.
In high school, once you could leave, you could do whatever the fuck you wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's saying it was in school.
That was
in
the school lunch.
Oh, fuck.
Was Chick-fil-A sandwiches, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was one of the options. And then Michelle came along. And she was like, fuck you guys.
Michelle, that name doesn't ring a bell. What's
Michelle Obama.
No.
You talking about Michael?
Big Mike.
Big Mike.
You're talking about Big Mike.
Who?
Oh, no.
He doesn't know about Big Mike.
I don't know about Big Mike. I'm talking about Big Mike, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But she, Big Mike.
Big Mike, yeah.
Came through and destroyed it all for us. So
Big Mike, dude.
Yeah.
Fucked everything up.
Big Mike brought us pizza instead, and that pizza was garbage.
That pizza was cardboard with cheese on
it. It was fucking shit.
Shit was horrible.
It was shit, but it was also gas.
I mean,
I was pissed.
If you couldn't afford to go off a fucking campus to get fucking
for real, I was pissed.
That chunky milk. Okay.
Shut the fuck up. I was pissed when they got rid of the little ice creams with the wooden spoons. Yeah. That shit was gas, dude. That's the best ice cream I've ever had still.
They're like 50 cents at the grocery store.
I know. Yeah. You can buy a whole tub of them.
Yeah.
That's some other bullshit. You know, you want to know the real bullshit? Is when I became an adult and I went down to fucking Domino's.
Yeah.
And I realized it was $6 for a pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you motherfuckers charged every kid $3 a slice. They fucking made bank off those pizzas. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, we're doing this for you, pizza party. No, you guys are putting $1,000 in your pocket. You are just lining your pockets with pizza money.
Yeah.
That was a real conspiracy.
What's even better is when you start realizing how much they charge for the normal school lunches. And then how expensive those shitty pizzas are.
Yeah, bro.
Because they're still charging $3 a slice.
Yeah.
But the pizzas are like a third of the cost.
Yeah. Dude, I remember the first time that I ever felt betrayed was when my teacher brought in the fucking, what are they, the little ice cream. Like they have a cone on the bottom.
Drumsticks.
And she charged us $10 a drumstick.
What?
That shit's like $4 a box. And I didn't find out until I was an adult. No, I found out. I didn't find out when I was an adult is what I'm trying to say. I found out like the next week. We were at the store and I was like, Mom, those drumsticks were sick. Can we get some? She's like, yeah. And we roll up and it's $4 for a box. And I was like, I ain't ever going to listen to that fucking teacher again. Everything she says is a lie. And that's why I don't really know a lot about math. But
she would have been a great politician.
$10 a drumstick, bro.
He used to have a history teacher, and he didn't really give a shit about his job, to be honest with you.
Hell yeah. No history teacher does.
Yeah, yeah. He was also the swim coach, so it was kind of surprising. In Arizona, too, so like swimming was popular.
Dude,
but he had a separate room in the classroom that was a fucking store, basically, and he would buy shit from
Costco.
He
was just trapping out the band, bro.
He was, dude, and I never realized it either, because I would buy so much snacks from this guy. And just munch and eat in his classroom all day long. And then, you know, after high school, I kind of came to realize that he was making a shit ton of money off of these kids.
He's probably matching his salary off snacks.
And then he actually passed away from COVID. But yeah, he
karma,
was doing
karma
awesome.
Got his ass.
That's nuts.
I'm sorry.
My history teacher was similar, dude. He was fucking... That guy, I swear, he was high every day. I swear.
Dude.
Like, there was one time.
College professors?
If I had a book. No, this was high school.
I know, I'm just saying, even worse is college professors.
Oh, yeah, but if I had, like, a book, there was one time I sat, like, I always sat back of the class. But
that is you, yes.
But his desk would be, like, here, and I'm sitting way the fuck over here. And I was one of his favorite students because, like, I fucked around, but I also got all my shit done. Uh-huh. And so there was one time I, like, look up, and I made eye contact with him, and he literally just goes... ducks down behind his table.
What the hell?
Peeks up like this.
He thought you were a sniper, dude. He thought it was his time. He was like, shit, they
he
got
peeks
me.
Peeks up like this. He grabs the textbook on the table and like flips it up and like stands up and goes.
Oh my gosh. That dude was tweaking at work. He was tweaking.
He was nuts. Oh and he was gosh. Also, he was the assistant coach on the wrestling team and the assistant coach on the girls volleyball team.
Mm, oh, yep. No. Yep. That guy's in prison now.
he was never like that. Okay. But yeah, it was like
I just assume every girls volleyball coach is in prison
yeah,
now.
They probably should be.
But I think they just kind of rotate. They just all go into prison. They get out. Get the job again.
Yep.
And then they kind of go back into prison.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, I had a...
Did your guys' high school have, like, a weird thing that you painted that, like, the seniors or juniors would paint?
We painted a wall.
No. We did much worse things.
No, but, like, it was, like...
By the school?
Spots. Our students didn't give a shit about faculty nor anything to me.
Okay,
nor.
So
what
my
school did you go to?
I lived in Arizona. I went to Chandler High School in Arizona.
Chandler? You were in Chandler?
Chandler High School.
Bro.
That's crazy.
He was in the hood.
I was.
So you were in the hood.
That's why you're all fucked up.
Pretty much.
So my high school had a rock out in the
God
fucking front courtyard.
It's not a boulder.
It's a rock. And this rock started off, I mean, the school was built in the 60s, and it like they had the rock in the 60s. And it was like, I don't know, it was a good-sized rock when it started. When I was going to school there, it was a rock you could climb on. and it's because they never cleaned the paint off. They just painted
They just
it
kept
over.
Layering that shit.
That thing had, I saw one kid fucking like chisel it in, and it the chisel went in 2 inches, and it was just layers of paint.
Yeah, bro.
And it didn't hit a rock. It was still color at the
How
bottom.
How often did the seniors paint it?
Like, 10 times a year.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Every year.
Layered up, dude.
From the 60s.
No, we didn't have a tradition like
so,
that.
So, yeah, it was 80 years of paint.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is wild.
That means
I wonder
at
if
the
someone
bottom,
ever cleaned it to this day.
At the bottom, you know what that means? Behind all those layers of like newer paint is lead paint. There's some lead back in there.
Yeah.
Some good shit back in there.
Yeah.
You scrape off the top.
I love that.
You scrape off the top, you get a little. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Good
this
stuff.
Guy. No, yeah. I thought you were bringing up senior pranks.
No.
Because
my dad, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
My dad was the king of senior pranks. Oh, and yeah. He was doing it since he was a freshman. He became friends with the seniors and just assisted them for all 4 years. For when he was a senior, for his senior prank, statute of limitations is far gone. They went and burned their logo and to their rival team's football field.
Yeah.
And then broke their statue, like their big statue, completely off. Then painted their other statue bright red. And then put the principal's car on the roof. I still don't know how they put the principal's car on the roof because he won't tell me. But
Crane.
It made the news that the principal like went out of work that day and his car was on the fucking roof.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Our prank made the news too.
Really?
Yeah. The year before that I graduated.
So gang related shooting.
Huh?
Gang related shooting.
I'm
pretty
sorry.
Much.
I'm sorry.
No, complete opposite. You wouldn't even imagine what we did actually.
Oh.
What they did. They took a cow and we had a courtyard that Holy ran shit. That was in the middle of three separate buildings and
yeah.
There was a second floor to that yeah. that connected to all the buildings.
Yeah.
Someone put a cow up there through the elevator, and cows cannot get down the stairs.
No.
And they took all of the elevator keys, so they could not
oh my gosh,
do any
bro.
Of the elevators. And so a cow was stuck up there.
That's awesome.
That was the year before I graduated. The year that I graduated, someone went to jail because they had put a kid's twin size mattress in the swimming pool. And I don't know if you guys know, but you have to use a crane to get a mattress out of a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of how heavy they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, that yeah. kid went to jail and paid a lot of money
That's
for that.
That's sick.
It was funny.
That's awesome.
It's always the football players, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
but my. Oh, go ahead.
I was like, I didn't get to do a senior prank. Cause
you didn't do a senior prank? Oh, because COVID?
COVID.
Yeah.
I was going to ride my dirt bike down the halls. Mm.
That's a classic.
Yeah, it
That's
is a classic.
Classic.
That's
my dad did that when he was a freshman.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Anyway.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'm sorry.
What I was going to... What was it like 2018 or 17? There was a big fire that started in Oregon and like jumped the gorge.
Yeah.
Which is a big jump.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What is up, everybody? Another thing that I wanted to tell you guys about real quick is SNR Magazine. Now, we've obviously plugged their stuff a lot. You see them on the set of the podcast, and we've talked about them multiple times. So you should already know what it is by now, but we always got to show them support and love. So make sure you go follow SNR Magazine, and those magazines are dropping soon, so make sure you go buy SNR Magazine. They're the best mags around, and you don't want to miss out. Off the Path is going to have an ad in there, and we've seen it, and it looks super sick. So go follow SNR Magazine. Go support the homies. Peace.
All right, guys, I'm here because I never talk in the actual podcasts. I'm here to tell you about Uncultured. There's some real cool people. They're homies of ours. They designed some really cool shirts, and it's about it, honestly. Go check them out, uncultured.co. Super cool stuff. Buy their stuff. That was started by a kid I knew. His little brother was...
That made the news. I remember that.
Yeah. It was a huge fire.
Yeah.
The kid's little brother started the fire with fireworks.
Yeah. I remember that. He went to jail, didn't he?
Yeah.
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 Big fines. He owes a lot of money to the state of Oregon.
Yeah. And Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like raining ash for weeks.
Yeah. That was bad. It was bad. Affecting Idaho, too.
Yeah.
There was ash all over here. Yeah.
It was a huge fire.
That's pretty bad. I knew a kid that burned down a church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's just got a one-way ticket to hell. There's no options for him.
Yeah, no, he did. He was a juvenile, so he got let off
clearly.
Yeah, but it was bad. It was local, too.
Bro, funniest story. I don't watch any of those. To me, the YouTubers that do like the... I don't even know how to describe them. People like Danny Duncan.
Yeah.
I think those guys are super cringe. I think their whole vibe and image and everything's pretty retarded. But Danny Duncan, he came across my feed for the first time ever in my life. And what he was doing is bailing out people. Just going and just bailing out people. Seems like a fairly dangerous concept. He bailed out this one kid who was in jail for like assault with a weapon or some bullshit. Have you seen this clip?
Of course I've seen it.
Brother, that dude, he gets the dude a hotel room. That dude fucking trashed the hotel room, stole the TV, stole the safe, stole a bunch of other shit.
He pooped on the
floor.
And
he shit on the floor.
And then he goes and Danny finds him afterwards in the streets and shit. And he's all like trying to interview him as to what's going on because he doesn't care. Danny doesn't give a fuck. No. Just wanted to bail this kid out for the content.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
He was like, no, I had some homies who wanted to buy the TV and they just fucking took it, I guess. I don't know. And then he was denying the
shit. He was denying
on the floor
it.
And
then Danny was like, Danny's like, I'm not even mad. Just tell me how much you got for it. Yeah. The kid's like, $200.
And then Danny fucking Duncan was like a diamond member with the Hilton or whatever.
Yeah.
Got completely removed from like any of their lists because of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was really funny too because he was like, do you have the money still? Like Danny's like acting like he needs the money back. So you have the money still, bro? They're pissed. They needed like, they want the TV money. He's like, nah, I already bought weed. Like, immediately spent $200 on weed.
That's the thing is they actually wanted the TV back and he actually got the TV back.
Yeah.
Danny went and found the kid, and the kid went and found the guy who he got the TV to eventually, and they got the fucking TV back, and the hotel just, like, didn't really care, but,
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That shit was just
floor,
wild.
Yeah.
Shit on the floor is nuts. Yeah. He also denied that. He was like, it was one of my buddies that shit on the floor. I was like, dog, you should have seen that dude's eyes. That dude's eyes were not okay. That guy is a psychopath.
A lot
again.
More than his eyes, but yeah, he was, he was fucked up.
Good job.
The mic has fallen off once again. Maybe just leave it.
All right. Yeah.
What are we at right now?
We are at 1:03.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Cruising along a little bit more.
We've spoken about cars and a lot of nothing.
I think it's been pretty productive recently.
We went into a whole $33 billion complex system. Yeah, what's wrong
about
with that?
Buying
we didn't wrap that up.
Intellectual property.
Did you have any more ideas?
You ran out of money. Fuck you mean rapid.
No, we have
bought the FIA.
The
guys in the FIA took over and were like, no, you're not doing this shit to us.
We're chilling, dude. We're chilling.
I think the only next logical step is to buy the world.
Monopolize everything?
Yeah.
Buy BlackRock.
I think that we should start buying the land that all the McDonald's locations are on and just do to Ray Kroc what Ray Kroc did to the original McDonald's brothers. Just hit them with the, we own all the land. We'll shut you the fuck down. We don't care. We do not care. We don't need McDonald's. We'll shut you down. We'll just fucking kick you off.
And then we actually do it because McDonald's is super bad for you.
Don't hit me with that bullshit. You drink
bad.
Dr. Pepper and snort piss.
Sure, but I know it's bad for me.
Yeah.
And if it's not there, then I won't buy it.
That's a good point.
I've gone to handheld.
He's free handing the mic.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hell
I mean, at this point, with the arm falling off the table fucking twice, I think it's a pretty logical next move.
Yeah. I think
as your next move, you know, buying the world.
My realistic last move, you know, before I ran out of money completely, I think I'm just like...
I'm building or buying hundreds of racetracks.
I think we just buy... Yeah, I think we buy all of the neighborhoods around racetracks and kick all those people out so they can't complain.
Yeah.
Are you, you're doing this too? This makes me uncomfortable. I don't like freehanding mics.
Dude, I love freehanding mics.
You would. You love freehanding a cylinder object on a Saturday afternoon.
All right, buddy. I just feel
welcome back to Hayden Likes Silly Dudes.
All right. Yeah. And that's the end of the podcast.
That's not the end of the podcast, actually. What are you doing? What are you up to, buddy?
He's manning the camera.
He's manning the camera. I apologize for stunning on your job. You are manning the camera.
Turns out he actually fucked me.
All right. And he's no longer manning the camera.
Yeah, Mason has been fired.
Hell, I'm basically here on
can we physically fire each other? There's no way of firing each other.
No, because we made an agreement when we started that we wouldn't continue this solo.
Solo, yeah.
So if one of us is out,
the other one has to be.
Then the off the path is dead.
Yeah.
However, another podcast could arise.
Sure, but it's not off the path.
Called
correct.
off the, because the path
on
is,
the path
the path is missing.
If one of you left off the path, you would be considered on the path and no longer part of on the path or off the path, excuse me.
Yeah, pretty much.
You'd be on the path.
Thank you for that scientific breakdown.
After losing someone who continued to drive away from the path, the single man found the path, and we are now on the path podcast.
Yep.
All of that was pretty... Is this Inception? I'm lost.
Pathception.
Pathception. What else were we talking about? We talked about the Sultan of Brunei.
Yeah.
And then that got us into whatever we were
spending
talking about.
Spending so much money.
Spending
on
a ton
everything.
Of money. Where did we go from there? We're talking about high school shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a good time.
Yeah.
How overall was your high school experience?
This was a lot better than mine.
Hayden's high school experience is straight out of a movie, brother. He broke up friendships, friend groups.
Damn.
He took down friend groups. I mean,
it's not something I'm proud of.
I'm not proud of it either, but I bring it up a lot because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. I I had a lot of fun.
It's so much fun.
I learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not in school.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is, like, I wasn't one of the bad kids.
You might be the only band kid to break up a friend group.
No, that happens quite often.
In that way. I don't think so.
I don't, maybe not in that way. But,
I don't think so.
But I wasn't, like, a typical band kid. Mason, get off TikTok.
The way he looked at us when that happened, he was like... He was acting like it was our fault.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, V-Max fault. Hey, I turned off the volume. You could have too.
Oh, really?
I send shit to people on this podcast all the time. Like, I send Hayden things probably every podcast.
Yeah, he texts me every podcast.
Really?
Don't do that. don't do that.
What are you doing? What are you trying to do? You're going to steal the heaters?
All right.
Okay.
No, it's just like, you know, I did a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you're a wild
man. And
I
was also in college in high school.
Yeah, you're wild.
So it was like, not a lot of people had that, like, doing higher level education.
You didn't really get the college experience, though.
No, it was community college, and I don't know. Like, it wasn't like, you know, I was living at a dorm or anything like that. So I didn't have a real college experience. And then when I moved here, I went to trade school. So it wasn't any different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
for sure.
I don't know. I didn't need the college. It was never like a thing
I never
that I
aspired
to be involved
for it. There's so many people out there that are like, I want the college experience. I'm like, what? Just getting drunk and sleeping your way through 4 years of school?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I think the college experience is
it just
really
sounds like high school.
Oh, that was your high school experience.
Yeah,
that was not my high school experience. I was a good boy. You want me to elaborate on my high school experience? I was just a good boy. I was into various forms of racing. I don't know.
Yeah,
just enjoying life, racing dirt bikes, racing cars, go karts occasionally, just like enjoying life.
What cars were you racing?
Just oval stuff, Meridian Speedway. I did like street stocks.
Is there any like photo evidence of this? There like is not like a doubting somewhere. That you did it, but like I want to see this shit.
There is photo evidence. I don't. It's somewhere on my laptop that I cannot fire up for my life. If we ever fix that laptop, you know the laptop.
Yeah. Do you even have it?
The
still?
Hunter Biden laptop.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in a box.
Oh, okay.
But
it's in one of those boxes.
We can just take it to my dad. He'll fix it.
Yeah, the power supply is just fucked on that thing. But that has all of my like high school pictures.
Really?
From my iPhone 4. Every time I took a picture, every time someone took a photo of me like and would send me photos or anything, all of it is uploaded to that computer. So like everything. Back to middle school, actually.
I mean, we can just pull the hard drive and plug it into your desktop.
That's true. We probably couldn't do that.
That's a much
but,
easier
Yeah, my
idea.
High school experience was pretty normal, honestly. I mean, I was homeschooled for a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
Played football, obviously, but like, yeah.
I still doubt that.
Okay.
That's or at least to the skill.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm a hater.
Yeah, you are a hater. You're a massive hater. Do you have a card for this?
Do you have one of his football cards?
Oh, you have my middle school football
card.
Oh,
does he actually?
He has my middle school football card.
A rookie card.
A rookie card. He has my rookie card.
Oh my god, give me this shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is fucking fantastic.
You didn't
think I'd
do it.
I knew you would do it. I didn't
this
know.
This is a PAL flag football.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The rookie card.
I keep it in my wallet.
Wow. I was in fourth grade when this was taken. Fourth grade when this was taken.
Really?
You were 5'1". You played running back.
He hasn't grown that much.
Okay. All right.
You played on the Vikings.
Yeah, baby.
And you were number 09.
Minnesota. You know what the back of my jersey said that season? It said Hot Rod. I was the only person in PAL football. This is not a flex. It might be a flex.
That's a flex.
I was the only person in all of PAL football that was allowed to put their nickname on their jersey because I won. Like, they did every running back in PAL football did a race, and I won the foot race. And so I was allowed to put my nickname. So my jersey was the only one that wasn't someone's last name.
That's
and I got and my jersey said, I still have it. It says Hot Rod on the back with the 09.
I have my jersey somewhere from PAL the year we won a championship.
Oh, that fuck yeah. What team were you on, you bitch?
I'm also a couple years younger than you, though. I was the Panthers. And it was 2014.
Dude, I got traded a lot. I got traded around. I thought I had a great relationship with some of these teams. The Vikings, obviously. I showed out for the Vikings. I wore my nickname on my
sleeve. Great organization.
Great organization. Really proud of the Vikings organization. But they traded me. I got traded around. I got traded to the Buccaneers.
Bro, you want to know where I got fucking traded to in 2014?
I was on the Raiders.
The Chargers.
I was on
Chargers suck.
I was on the Raiders. I don't want to hear it. I was on the fucking Raiders. But PAL football was awesome. It was a really fun time.
PAL football actually was really fun.
It was really fun.
Kind of sad that they don't have like a men's league.
I'm trying to get an adult league started because I think it'd be sick to go tear it up. Really?
Yeah.
For flag?
Yeah. I thought about doing it last year.
I'm down. I'll go with you. I'll fucking.
Will you actually?
Someone call Trace.
Yo!
That's going to peak really hard.
Hand on my heart, I will sign up with you.
Okay.
Because I've been trying to get back. Okay. I've been trying to recapture those fucking vibes. Those were vibes, bro. I had this buddy.
When we played in the parking lot that one night at a car meet.
That was blast. That was crazy.
Dude, I found out that night that one of my friends had a pregnancy scare. I'm not even kidding.
Are you serious?
Yes. I left that
night. Who was
it?
Why was it Taylor?
No, I think that was before Taylor.
Really? I know. It was way before Taylor.
Yeah.
It was even before she was playing with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I'm not going to say the name. Because
obviously, yeah.
But yeah, called me, and then she called me. Neither of them knew they called me, or like they didn't know that the other one called me. And I was like, "This is."
Then you got
to
call from both sides.
Yes,
you got the got to hear both stories,
and I can tell really quickly who was lying. And it made me feel.
You'll have
really
to tell us that. You'll have
to
tell us that story after. I'm curious, but yeah, I'm fully down to do that.
Okay,
that'd be sick.
The
PAL politics were kind of crazy. I don't know if you had that experience.
Yeah.
I did 4 years of it. And, bro, like, there was beef. There was, like, weird beef between coaches. The refs sucked. Let me tell you.
I've also thought about going and reffing those games.
That would be fun. The refs sucked dick.
Do you want to come sit down?
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. This is not fair. You're right. PAL was awesome, though. PAL was really fun. It was a good time. Did you do any sports, or were you just a band kid?
I wrestled.
That's right, yeah.
And then
you just love groping other men.
No, it's just what I
did. Wow!
Like, I did martial arts outside of that, and so when I was like...
Do you guys call martial arts a sport?
Yes.
I mean,
it's a competition.
It's a competition.
There are certain arts that are considered sports. You look at BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes.
That is a sport.
Yeah, the double BJ.
But...
Sorry.
But, like, what I trained for was not a sport.
Yeah.
I didn't do tournaments. I didn't do competitions, like, anything like
for
that.
For sure,
So,
yeah.
When I did wrestling, I did it in, like, 7th grade or 6th grade.
Gotcha.
And it was immediately varsity.
Yeah.
Because I knew what the hell.
You're
good,
bro. You're him. You're him with me.
And then, like, the last, like, event is, like, a tournament style to see who gets, like, state or what, or, like, who would go to the state. No, I over-ate because I didn't want to go.
You over-ate because you didn't want to go?
I ate out of my weight class because I didn't care about it. And I got so many kids that,
That's what I've been doing. I'm just overeating because I don't want to, like, do certain things.
What I experienced when I was wrestling for high school
yeah.
was I had 10 times the amount of endurance that some of these kids had. Yeah. I didn't necessarily have like wrestling style.
I'm sure skills. You didn't have the muscle mass.
I didn't. No, I was like 85
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah, bro.
And so the kids I was wrestling against, they would get pissed because they could never pin me. And I would tire them
You're
out.
So slippery.
I was slippery. Well, but they're also slippery.
Mason goes, pause.
So I'd be wrestling these kids, and they might get a takedown on me, and then I'd reverse it, and yeah. then they would reverse it. And, like, I could sit with one shoulder off the ground for two rounds straight while they're struggling
you're
to
tiny.
Try to pin me.
You're 85
We're both
pounds.
Tiny. It's this, oh, it's weight classes, I see. Riley.
Okay. My bad. Calm down, brother.
You're just making assumptions.
No.
Shut
I'm
up.
Just, you're just tiny. You're just tiny.
So they're trying to pin me and like tiring yeah. themselves out and just can't. And then yeah. I would just flip them. They'd be tired. I'd flip them over and yeah. pin them and win.
Yeah.
And so there were a couple of matches where I'd get roughed and I'm trying to play by the rules. Like you're not supposed yeah. to hit or do anything like that. And I'd get like swiped across the face or something like that. And there were a couple of refs that just didn't see it.
Well, they just ignore that shit.
And it was from the schools that were known for it. Yeah. Right. And so that was like, I'm not dealing with that and why I ate out of my weight class. Cause yeah. I was like, I'm not going to deal with that for an entire day.
Yeah.
Right. It's not worth it to me. And I don't care about it.
Funnily enough, when I was really young, my mom actually worked for the state of Idaho mm-hmm. for a long time. She was in like their parks and rec mm-hmm. area. And she ended up becoming a scorekeeper mm-hmm. for basketball for like all of the men's and women's leagues basketball games in like the valley. Mm-hmm. And bro, like the scorekeepers are like technically have like more say than even the refs do.
Yeah.
The amount of times that my mom would be like, fucking stop game, like hit the buzzer, game stop, ref, pull your head out of your ass, you're missing calls.
Yeah.
And then resume game. My mom would just call refs out straight up. Yeah. She did not give a shit.
Yeah.
She would just straight up be like, you're horrible. You need to start calling these things or I'm going to completely, forfeit the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of these refs just suck.
Yeah.
Like in PAL football, like the story I was about to tell to you is I got dragged down by my shirt, like the top of my shirt.
Yeah.
And I hit my head really hard on the ground. Like I got a concussion. Mm-hmm. And I'm laying on the ground because everything's spinning. Like everything's blurry. And the fucking other players are like, get up, dude. Like we got to play. Like they're just being dickheads.
Yeah.
And I'm like really out of it. The ref, I'm not even kidding you. While the kid was dragging me down, he bumped into the ref. That's how close the ref was to the situation. Facing us, the kid bumped into his chest and knocked the ref down. While he's dragging me down by my collar, I get a concussion. I'm laying there in pain. And the ref is like, clean. Brother.
Nuts.
I was literally like, I didn't even have the energy to yell at him. But as I'm like coming to, I can hear my mom from across the field going, like just screaming at this ref. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And my coach at the time, I think this is when I was on the Buccaneers, and my coach at the time, Derek, he was actually one of my dad's good friends from Plumlee.
That's how it always is. I swear, it's always your dad's friends.
My dad, I think, knows everyone. I'm not for sure on that, but you know that story of that dude who knows everybody? I think that's my dad. I think that they made that around.
What's your dad's name?
Tom Maxwell.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. But
he actually delivered me.
Okay. But, yeah, he was a good friend of mine, but he was a hothead, like a major hothead. That game, because of that call, the coach got kicked off the game and had to go home. And so the like one of the fucking kids' moms had to coach the rest of the game, and she didn't know what she was doing. And I was hurt. Like, I couldn't play for the rest of the game because I couldn't even see. I was there like, what's 2 + 2? And I'm like, where are the rainbows? And so I was coaching the rest of the game. I'm like calling the plays. And we won that game after I started calling the plays. I'm not trying to say anything about Derek's coaching ability, but shout out Derek Jones, coach of the Bucks. But Yeah, dude. Sports is a kids' sports is such a toxic atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's crazy. You have parents that are crazy. You have refs that are crazy.
Yes. Yes.
The coaches are out of control.
Yep.
They were all doing cocaine and fucking like, let's go.
100%.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, they're reliving their old experiences through. Their
yeah.
Parents,
right? 100%.
Or the lack of.
Or the lack of.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
So, like, this kid better fucking catch the ball I didn't and got beaten for 3 years.
Yeah.
Shout out Kellen Moore. That's what the boy is doing right now.
Dude.
The boy is reliving it.
Out here winning rings now.
He's winning rings, buddy.
Just went to
the Saints.
Yeah, he went to
head coach of the Saints now.
He won a ring in New Orleans and said, fuck it, I'm staying here.
I'm going to New Orleans.
I'm
not
staying here.
I'm not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving. No, I'm so proud of the boy, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Kellen Moore's rocks.
That's now two BSU players with a ring, I think.
Yeah.
Him and JGI.
Yeah. I learned an interesting stat the other day. Boise State has more college wins than any other program. Hmm. But we still don't have a national championship. Hmm. Because up until this year, the format didn't allow us to go to a national championship.
Gotcha.
Boise State's been severely shit on for so long, bro.
Well, they've, to be fair, been terrible. So
we have more wins than any other program.
In what?
In our league. In the Big Ten, the one we were
the
before
Big
that?
Ten, no. The Mountain West, maybe.
I'm talking, this is all-time college stats. It was an article. I don't know, maybe the article was tripping. Look up, go to Boise State's Instagram. Because they're the ones who reposted it. Like an actual post.
This is the NCAA football teams by wins. So this is just the NCAA.
Go to their Instagram.
This is Wikipedia.
I want you to fact check. Okay, Wikipedia is full of shit.
Well, so
I want
is
you to,
Instagram.
I know, but I'm asking you to fact check the actual thing that I saw.
Okay.
Because maybe I'm just wording it wrong.
So it's BSU?
their official page. They posted something about having the most wins.
The other sport I did was cross country.
Oh, ugh. You wore those little short shorts with a jersey and a number?
Pretty much.
And ran all over, just ran everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, I always used to think that cross. I used to go to mountain bike practice when I was doing like actual events for downhill mountain biking, and the cross country kids would always be practicing at the same time, and me and a couple of my buddies would like hit a jump on our downhill mountain bikes while whizzing past them and be like, "Faggot!" And then we keep going. We hated the cross country kids, dude. We made so much fun of the cross country kids.
When did you see this? Because I'm on the Boise State Broncos page.
Bro, maybe it was in my dreams. Maybe I just want Boise State to be the winningest college football program of all time.
That would track.
Let me find it. Right here. It says 260 wins over the last 25 years, ranks number one in the country, tied with Ohio State and Oklahoma.
Okay. But think about it this way. Who's Ohio State and Oklahoma playing? Good football team?
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying, like, they technically are ranked number one in wins for the last 25
years. Not all time.
Still.
BSU sucks, and I will stand on that.
Are you serious?
I am a firm BSU hater.
This is actually something that could get you fired.
Idaho.
I know, but that's a ridiculous statement.
I don't care.
That's a ridiculous statement.
Just because your hair is orange doesn't mean you have to support the orange.
BSU is an incredible team. And this year
they had a great team.
They've always had great teams.
No, they haven't.
The Kellen Moore run was great.
Yeah,
Ian,
now what about the 20 years between here?
Ian
and
Johnson. Every team has fucking spouts. Alabama's about to get theirs, dude. They're about to go fucking
for
shit.
6 years?
Yeah, nah. You're tripping. You're sucking all the dick.
This is why I don't care about sports, because people get way too into it, and I don't care enough.
I just think dumb sport opinions are funny. Like, I'm not saying
care.
That Big Macs is a dumb sport opinion, but I just think that people who are, like really into it, I'm not really into it, I just think it's funny.
You're about to fire him because he said BSU sucks.
I also just think that's funny. How many times have you joked about firing Big Mac and Mason?
How many times have I
and
fired
And Mason, excuse
it's
me?
It's
what the fuck have I done?
It's at least once a day when we're
fuck
at home.
Fuck Nelly, fuck 50. What do you say, fuck me, fo?
Your joking tone is very, very close with your serious tone. You do not make a good distinction of that.
No, you don't.
Why should
you look me dead in the eyes and go, I'm firing you.
Yes, I
and
am.
And the next like hour, you'll be like, I'm firing you.
Yeah.
If you
I don't
wanted
understand.
To be a, if you wanted to come across as a joke, it needs to be different.
Why?
I'm not firing you.
I'm not
like
gonna,
that. I don't know.
I'm not like going to I'm not going to change the way I deliver jokes for you guys.
Make
what
it
for
from
the rest
the time
of the
we've met, I've had the serious tone.
I know.
You and you like that. We've sat there and
for
riffed.
Some things.
You've sat there we've sat there and riffed for 2 hours sure. on a serious tone before.
Some things, yeah. It's just not like an everything. It's not it doesn't fly with every joke.
I don't understand how it doesn't fly with every joke when that's my sense of humor.
Well, sometimes your sense of humor and the joke that you are putting out do not mesh well.
That doesn't make any sense.
Some jokes hit harder because of the way that they are delivered.
Obviously, that's how comedy
fucking works.
So
we're actively telling you that that setup and that way that you delivered it does not bode
I don't
well.
Understand. I said something because I thought it was funny and we're trying to break down a joke.
Yes.
I wasn't fucking doing a comedy stand-up tour. But I'm just sitting in a shop bullshitting with three idiots.
Yeah.
So
who's
what
the
is
one
the deal?
Not idiot?
If you're agreeing with me, what is the big deal?
There isn't a big deal. All
right.
Okay, but who's the one not idiot? You can't say that.
I'm obviously not the idiot.
You're the one not the idiot?
Obviously, I'm not the idiot. All right.
As one of the idiots, I can firmly say that it's Hayden that isn't the idiot.
Hayden's pretty idiotic.
I have tendencies.
You have major tendencies.
You have tendencies. The rest of us just actually have autism.
No, you don't.
Riley's a redhead.
I don't have
that
autism.
That fucks him from the beginning.
I don't have autism.
Mason and I are actually autistic as shit.
I don't
and
have
we just
Mason
sit over
my,
here.
Mason, my,
Mason is autistic.
Yeah.
But
you have a low IQ. I have a rare brain disease. And you are just stoic. You're weirdly stoic.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're just a band kid. You're uncomfortable right now. Why are you uncomfortable?
You called me stoic, and I don't really know what you mean by that.
All right, so you're just an idiot.
In a good way. He meant it in a good way. I would see it in a good way. If someone called you stoic, I would see it in a good way.
What's that one Viking's name? Something the Stoic?
You remind me of a Viking. His name is Stoic, and he's from fucking How to Train Your
Dragon. How to Train Your Dragon. That's who I think of.
Yeah.
When I see him, I think of a big, burly, hairy man.
Oh, okay.
Even though I'm just a tall, skinny white boy.
Yeah.
You have a nice beard.
You have hair in places.
I've got a beard.
You got some hair.
Yeah.
You probably got a fucking
trail. The curtains match the drapes. That's all I'm saying.
No, they don't.
Why do you know that?
No, they actually don't.
Okay, how do you still know that? You didn't answer the question.
Because I just said it. That's why he knows it.
He knew that before you answered that question.
I've known that since 2021.
You're just bullshitting now.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not, dude.
You are.
I'm not.
Hayden walked his way into your friend group, and you said, what color are
pull
your
pull your pants down.
Yeah, he said, pull your pants down.
Let's check.
I had a homie that got fucking
ball
gay
inspection.
Like that. When we would get drunk and stuff, he would start pulling his shit out, and I'm like, just stop,
the
dude.
Homie was you, wasn't it?
What?
No.
Yeah, it was him. It 100% was him.
He's like, I had a homie. It definitely wasn't me. He's like, hold on. Hear
There's
me
no
out.
Videos of this, though.
Hear me out. My homie had this crazy idea. What if we all pulled our pants down?
No, it wasn't like that. His
Jesus
name was Tristan,
Christ.
And he wasn't that weird. He was pretty chill
Tristan.
With it. But he would walk out of the bathroom.
Date.
That oddly sounds like Mason.
With his fucking tip of his dick touching his butthole, and I'm like, dude,
huh?
That's too much, man.
What?
You
what?
Can't do that right now.
He was tucking?
Yeah.
Dude.
Lost his girlfriend because he...
Every guy has done that in the shower. You've tucked it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't publicly
you've
tuck.
You've tucked it. You've tucked
You don't
it.
Publicly tuck.
Who publicly tucks?
That's fair.
What
but you
point?
That aggressively?
Hayden,
don't
bullshit
need to tuck.
Me. You have tucked.
I don't need to tuck.
But you have, like in the shower.
You have.
Like
you've
just
tucked.
By yourself.
You've
never
tucked.
Tried tucking.
No.
But you understand what we're saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You've
okay.
tucked.
No, I haven't.
I cannot
Try
believe.
It.
I'm gonna put
you'll see yourself differently.
Hey, I'm going to sue you and make you be put on the stand and then ask you if you've tucked under oath.
Okay.
You've tucked.
I have not.
Oh my god.
Go home and try it.
I don't want to. That's weird.
Trust me, bro.
Whole new fucking world.
If you're not fucking tucking,
have you seen
bro?
Those skits? My type of humor sometimes.
I cannot wait to put this in an Opus clip.
Have you seen those skits where it's like the dude, he's like, oh, what a crazy idea. What if we all just fucking sucked each other's dick? I don't want to suck each other's dicks. Well, I'm just saying it would be crazy, but I don't want to do that. And then nobody will say anything, and I'll be like, what? What'd you say? Did you say you wanted to do it? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
We're at an hour 30, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Why are you so uncomfortable?
I'm just chilling.
Why did you shut down on me?
I didn't shut down. You I shut just down. Don't know what that meme.
I'll show you videos, don't worry.
I don't want to see those.
I much prefer handheld. This is much
it's
better.
It's kind of nice, actually.
Saying that in the context of what we were just talking about is crazy. I prefer handheld.
Handheld what?
Microphones.
Oh.
Significantly
yeah,
better.
See, I had no clue.
The freedom.
What we were talking
Mine
about.
Doesn't good. It is, doesn't work good for handheld.
Well, then
it's
get a better
a
one.
Rectangle.
You got a rectangle.
No, I let you choose.
I didn't choose this.
You did.
I didn't go back.
I will.
Fucking take this one next episode.
I did not choose go this. Back. You but chose it.
No, I let you choose yours.
You did not let
I
me choose
said,
this.
Pick
go back
one
3
off
months.
Amazon. And you picked one off Amazon
like
and sent
and
that
half
one to
into
me.
The Amazon
You're like,
cart.
I wanted the LED lights because it's cool.
They don't even work.
Yo, we should get LED lights for one podcast. Just do it in like color. Do you know how gay that would be?
Do you have a light in there that I was using the red feature
I
on?
Did actually see that. I saw that you put that up. How was it? Did you enjoy
it
that?
It was cool. I was using the red feature on it later. Setting the mood in Hayden's room. It was real nice.
Setting the mood in your room.
I wasn't even there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
They set the room for themselves in your room. How do you feel?
The interview style.
I'm moving out.
Just the vine noise? Wait, if we're playing sound, we can end this off with some soundboard action.
Oh, no.
We can end this off
with
some soundboard action.
So we're just going to turn this one down.
No,
seriously, we can end it.
And this one down. I can't hear anything you're saying, either of you. That's not coming through.
We can say goodbye and wrap it up. It's fine. Oh, my gosh.
I'm still stuck on the stoic thing.
It's what do you mean? Why are you still stuck on that?
I just don't get it. Why do you see me as stoic?
Because you fucking you fucking sit there with a straight face and soft eyes.
Do you not know what
you sit in the background while you're saying that? It's just
all right. Mason has autism. I have autism. Hayden's stoic. Riley's retarded. That's a podcast.
No, it's not a podcast. No. It's not over yet.
I know.
It ain't over till it's over, brother.
I have to pee in. I have to make steak tonight. I just want to let you guys know.
I don't know where my keys are.
Oh, no.
They're probably up there.
What are you looking for?
My keys.
Oh. Not seriously, anything you want to say to the people?
Well, yeah, what do you mean by stoic?
You have disassembled your mic, and that makes me uncomfortable.
What do you mean by stoic?
Do you need me to look up the definition
no,
of stoic?
No, I know what stoic means, but
okay.
What makes...
In what context,
like,
Hayden?
You're stoic.
Okay,
if you know
what
it means, then you know that you're stoic.
What makes you think that I'm stoic?
Do you know what stoic means?
I think he's just calm.
Do you know what stoic means?
Yes.
I'll read the definition of stoic for the people that don't.
Word for word, bar for bar, the definition of stoic...
Big Mac already has it.
No, I don't.
A person who can endure pain or hardship without showing their feelings or complaining...
He complains.
He does not complain.
The shop? Nah, that was more you.
He doesn't complain.
That's why I said it was more you.
You complain about me to other people?
No.
No, I'm saying it was more you that was complaining about the shop. Jesus!
Oh, yeah. I complain a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not stoic.
Yeah.
No, when I call you stoic, it's a compliment.
No, I
it
know
means
it
that you are, you're good at enduring hardship. You're quiet, you're calm, you're collected.
Yeah.
And you're manly.
Okay.
You're a big bearded man.
I'm just a skinny white boy.
That sucks, dick.
Cut.
Thank you, guys. Goodbye. See you next time.
Jesus fucking Christ.